views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome, everyone, to the Silver Guy Show. You know, I've gotten a lot of calls over the election. And I normally don't start off with political things.
Not at all. No.
But something came on Facebook that I saw today. And I thought, you know what? I want to read this. Things are not getting worse. They are getting uncovered. We must hold each other tight and continue to pull back the veil. Have you ever thought maybe that might be happening, Steph?
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. When you don't have thought about what's going on, or well, you do, and mm-hmm. then you find out it's completely different.
Right.
And then you go, oh, okay. So yeah, the veil is lifting.
Yeah.
And I think we have to go through these things to even have them lifted anyway.
Right. So when Pepper Lewis was on the air and we talked about her and we were talking, she goes, well, it's kind of a little worse before it gets better. I said, well, yeah, sometimes it does, but I didn't even know who won. Right.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
And mm-hmm. I was just like, putting out there, you know, in the highest of intention of mm-hmm. love and light out there, no matter what happens.
Exactly.
And I talked to a friend of ours that's in Chicago. She mm-hmm. says people are not coming out of their homes. They're so upset. Mm. You know, just hold that love,
right?
It doesn't matter because it's the veil's thinning anyway. Mm-hmm. And we're raising our spiritual vibrations so high from the fifth to the ninth is opening and higher is opening. Mm-hmm. And it's like, don't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's certain reasons why there's a grand design to this in some ways.
Well, I think some of us hold on to the energy of like what we do work and mm-hmm. to help other people. And people hold the energy for getting like the political stuff, getting those unveiled.
Right.
You know, everybody has a certain job here on Earth.
Right.
So,
you know, just let it go, guys. What I would say is just continue sending love to the planet
yep.
and to the universe. Remember what you say that comes out of your mouth, even in your house, affects the planet
yep.
and the universe.
Like I've always said, taste your words before you spit them out.
That's right. So today we have a really special guest with us.
Yes.
I am so excited.
Me too.
Nicole Lewis-Kieber. She is a life coach.
Nice.
I know. We
love those.
I know. We mm-hmm. need one, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you.
We all do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Where do we want to start? Okay.
Hey, so let's introduce her.
Okay. So Nicole, hi. We just like having fun here. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here and I'm laughing already.
Good. You fit right in with us.
Yep.
So how long have you been doing life coaching?
You know, the real answer to that would be since birth, but honestly, certifiable. About 2 years. I was a psychotherapist for 18 years before that. So I got certified about 2 years ago.
So as a psychotherapist, you still use life coaching skills and from you've been doing it since you were very young, wanting to help people anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what do you think about what I just read? You know, things are not getting worse, that they are getting uncovered. We must hold each other tight and continue to pull back the veil. How do you feel about that?
I agree. You know, one of the things that I have always told my clients was you have to go through it to get to it.
Oh,
and
nice.
That idea of what going through it looks like, it's constantly changing. And I knew things, you know, as we were heading up to the election, you know, I was kind of, myself too, I was kind of flabbergasted, but I kept thinking, you know what? Sometimes things have to get really complicated and challenging before they get better. Just like any wound gets gross before it heals.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that's where we are. We're gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like that. So how do you help people be able to overcome their grief of one person not winning compared to the other person? How do you help people with that?
Yeah, this is, I'm in the thick of that right now, including myself, because honestly, you know, I'll be honest and say that my candidate, you know, wasn't chosen, and I honestly really did think they would be. So I was just as in much shock as everyone else. So really, you know, Tuesday after I voted, I was feeling very emotional, and I just thought, you know what, I really love this moment, and I want to write something to prepare us for whatever happens on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote this, you know, blog post that I sent out to my clients and posted a few different places where I wanted whoever it was that was feeling kind of, you know, low on Wednesday morning, little did I know it was going to be me. I wanted to have some kind of steps that people could look at and hang on to, because I really felt that we were going to need it. And what I did not understand or know is that I was writing the steps for myself on how to get through on Wednesday and to help the people around me get through it.
Well, I'm reading it and I'm totally amazed by it right now. And like, take a deep breath and mm-hmm. know that you will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important. Breathing, breath is life. And, you know, I like that you say that. And take a hard look in the mirror. Last week we talked about the mirroring effect. And why are you being so harsh, you know, and judging choices? And so I'm reading down this list and I'm going, oh, take action. So can you talk about the take action part that you put on there?
Yeah. So, yes, with the breath, I mean, like you said, breath is life. And that's the first thing we can pay attention to is, okay, do I need to do anything in this moment other than just take a breath? And that's always first, you know, was do that. So, and then we get to the point where we want to take action. And I think what that does is it moves us out of, if we're feeling like a victim, it moves us out of that. So, you know, my take action in this post was, you know, contact your representatives, whoever they are, whether you voted for them or not, and tell them, you know, use your voice, tell them what you want. Tell them that you want some collaboration, an end to obstruction, and that you will support them if they, you know, come together, that it's time for that, and to have some integrity and to see where they fall. Are they going to do this? And I really think that when we can take action and we can have a voice, rather than sit on the sidelines and feel, you know, like we've been victimized or that we don't have power, that, you know, when we can take some kind of action and be a part of the solution or at least have a dialogue, it gives us permission to get out of that space of kind of, you know, I call it podding. You know, like you just kind of pod and you just peer at everything that's going on. Action taking is very empowering, whatever that may be. So that was just my suggestion on something to do to take action, was to have a dialogue with those people who make decisions.
Yeah. You know, when I was reading on buying organic food and, you know, how could I actually, let me rephrase this. When I was waking up to the government and our water, our food, our air, I was thinking, what can I do? I am so small. What can I do? And, you know, the answer came to me, don't purchase what you are trying to change. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that is easy. At least I know I can do something personally. And that was not purchasing, you know, certain foods.
Right. No, I agree.
And then I felt I was doing something. I was mm-hmm. a part of the collective.
Right.
You know, so even little things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, pick a cause locally that is important to you and get involved in it. You know, don't buy things that are not in alignment with who you are and what you believe in. That's a huge way to make an impact.
And, you know, what I saw when I wasn't buying is more organic food came into the stores.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. That was like, okay, you showed me.
In stores, we never even thought it would show up in.
Right.
That's right. What the fun thing was.
Yeah, you made space for it. How about
exactly.
that? So that's cool.
Perfect.
Yep. Okay, well, good. So we have a couple minutes before the break. So what I want to start with is, what is a money mindset? Can you explain a little bit? We got about 2 minutes before the break. So can you tell us just a little bit?
Oh, my gosh, no pressure. 2 minutes. Yeah, I can take a stab at that. Money mindset basically are your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors about your belief set around money, or your mm-hmm. thoughts and feelings about money and how they impact your behavior around it. And so really it's something that we download from our family, you know, that whole family paradigm about life. You know, we learn a lot of things from them, and our relationship with money is one of them.
Right.
Whatever, you know, decade we had our formative years in can really impact our mindset around money. And we can talk about that later, but that's very important. But it's also whether you know, everyone says, do you have a scarcity mindset or an abundance mindset? Well, that's a really simplified way to look at it, but that is a mindset, is how are you approaching money, its place in your life, and whether it's available to you or not, or is that what other people get? You know, so it's really just a collective way of thinking and being around this one thing.
Okay. So if somebody has that mindset that they can't make money, then how do you help them change that?
Right. So what we do is we specifically look at their money. Mm-hmm. Not any abstract. We look at it. We look at their savings account, or we talk about it.
Oh, wow.
We look at the details, because there's, you know, the devil's in the details, they say. So once we're able to really look at it, then we're able to reveal, okay, what is my relationship to this type of money? Let's say savings. Savings brings up a lot of feelings of insecurity for people.
Right.
So we pull it up and we look at it, and we begin to develop a dialogue, and I get their words. Okay, what words are they using about their savings account? They begin to look at it and go, oh, crap. I don't feel safe. I've never felt safe, and it's not about the money, but it is. So what they do is we just begin to reveal and release blocks that they have around certain types of money and begin to formulate their language about it. Because, you know, we all have patterns of how we voice ourselves and how we behave in the world and what we think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with more of a money mindset. I think it's really important.
So
we'll be back in a few minutes.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services, from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. goddess light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs, guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Silver Guys Show. So, Nicole, we were talking about what is the money mindset. Can you explain some more of that to us, please?
Oh, yes, sure. Okay, so some of the terms that people will say, if you have someone who dabbles with money and mindset, they'll say, you have a scarcity mindset, or you don't believe in abundance. And to me, those are too broad. You know, it really does come down to the details and the specifics about you, you know, in your life. And so some of the things that when we look at your mindset around money, right, kind of breaks down into these ideas of what is my energy around it? Do I believe that I can attract it or not? So there's a belief around it. Mm-hmm. There's also an energy around the exchange of it, because, you know, money's really an abstraction when it comes right down to it, but that's how we value things.
Right.
And so when we look at the energy around money, if it's lopsided, it can become a problem for you. An example of that would be maybe you're giving more than you're getting. There's an exchange that's happening that's imbalanced. You're giving away your services a lot because you feel uncomfortable charging for them.
And they've done that.
Yeah, she has.
You know, healers, we struggle because we really are just so jazzed about psychic income. Like, that's what we love. We love that feeling of helping somebody, you know, and for us, that's currency. You know, that's just, we love it. And so we can sometimes get imbalanced between that psychic income and that actual tangible income that we need to pay our bills and, have options.
One thing I found out with me, because I took a clear back in the past lives, right? And in this lifetime, I came from a very wealthy family, and all my families have been really well off, right? And I came here to take care of my mom 8 years ago, and then I realized, my husband and I had to do some things to help my mom, right? Mm-hmm. And I realized I was punishing myself for having money. That's why I could charge for a while. Isn't that weird?
Actually, it's not so weird to me.
No?
I've seen that happen with my clients where it's either they punish themselves for having it, or they have earned it out of being rebellious, and so they can't hang on to it.
Right.
Trying to prove something by getting the money.
Right.
And so they go into battle around it.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows you that there's a lot of ways that we approach money energetically and through our emotions and thoughts that create these behaviors. And if you have a minute, I can give you an example of a client who goes into battle with money.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Sure. And again, this is all under that big umbrella of money and mindset. It's about your thoughts, feelings, and emotions and how they impact your relationship with money. Because it really comes down to the relationship and your intention with it. And so, and it can look in a lot of different ways. And so for someone who's in battle, I had a client who, and she is in full support of me using her story as a testimonial. So just want to put that out there. So she is someone who made and lost fortunes over and over. And so when we worked together, she said, I want to understand why I cannot hang on to the money, you know, that I'm earning. And what we figured out was that she had imprinted on battle around money because people, when she was a child, some people took her parents and sued them, and they just lost everything. So her mindset around money was that people are coming for it. You have to fight. And so her whole adult life, she was ready for people to come for her money and mm-hmm. to fight. And so she created battle around mm-hmm. her money. So what happened? People who liked to fight came for her, right? You know, three marriages later with men who took her money, lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. So she was putting a vibration of battle out there about her money. And so she was attracting people who liked to battle. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to take her from what we called a war chest mentality, because she was, you know, she had her Uzi on her war chest saying, don't come for my money. but they did anyway, and she would lose it. Mm-hmm. And so we went from there to a treasure chest mindset where, you know, there was money for everybody. She could let the treasure chest decide who gets to have it and not worry about it. And there was an unending flow for the right people. And so what happened is when she went out of battle in her money, the lawsuits dropped. The people who liked to fight with her went away, and she was able to recreate her money and her business in a way that was collaborative. She got to work with really cool people, and the money flow and abundance just kept flowing. It's like the treasure chest kept filling up, and there was nobody to fight her. And so she was actually able to hang on to her money.
Wow. Nice. Good.
Nice.
So that's an example of a mindset of battle around money, you know, or people, we punish ourselves with it, or
I know
punish
that.
Other people for having it.
Right.
Right. And I know for me, I've had to learn to receive. And so I'm not just giving things away for free anymore.
Right.
You know, and so I've had to learn to receive things from friends or whatever and stuff. Right. And I was always a giver. And other people that are like me that said, it's hard for me to receive. I can give everything away, but it's hard for me to receive. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to people that have a hard time receiving?
People who have a hard time receiving, gosh, you know, there's a lot of like inner worth that comes in there. It's about, am I worthy of receiving this, or is it safe to receive this? So there's safety stuff that comes up. Mm-hmm. Because if you're giving, you're in control of the flow. If you're receiving
right.
it. Mm-hmm, you know.
right. No, I just, you know, it's not, I've met so many people that have that hard time receiving it. So it might be where they don't have a problem with taking money from their clients, but as a gift from a friend or someone that they know, they just want to give them something and they have a hard time taking that.
Well, it's an intimate thing, isn't it? So sometimes it's hard to receive. Sometimes it's just difficult to receive because it's, there's an intimacy issue, or there's a boundary issue, or there's a worth issue. There's a lot of things that can happen. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, you know, as women in particular, we're not taught to receive things. We're taught to be givers and to,
right.
you know, mm-hmm. so there's that kind of learned behavior too around it, I think.
That makes a lot of sense to me, what you said right there. Men are kind of like, oh, no problem. Give me that motorcycle. Give me this one. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I'm glad my husband's not here right now. Anyway, so, but with women, that's very true, because we say, you know, be the giver. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I've, you know, emptied a freezer or helped somebody out, right? And I know all of our listeners have done those things too. But it makes sense what you're saying, because we are so programmed to give. I'm really glad that you brought that up.
We are, and to be, you know, to be kind of silly for a minute, but not really, you know, I grew up in a very conservative Southern home, and so it was all about giving everything away. You know, I wasn't taught to value money. I was taught that I will, you know, never really make a lot, and as a social worker or a therapist, I took a vow of poverty, you know, and us Southerners, we love a vow of poverty. So it's just like, I was never taught to look at money in an abundant way. I was taught that whatever you have, you give it away.
Mm.
You give, and that is what we are to do as women, is to give and give and give, and it's also a mindset around money. And when I woke up to that and thought and realized I could give but also receive and make and have abundance in my money
right.
as well, yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, no
you
kidding.
Know, you know, when I was growing up, always had this. It was just in me, the thought of I will not be rich with money, and I was okay
oh, wow.
with that. But I will be rich with love.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, I've never worried about money, because I always knew that I would be taken care of. My bills would be taken care of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be like, you know, going off vacations and, you know, these kind of things, which never bothered me because I always had love around me constantly. So that was my money, I guess, to me.
Well, and that could be a soul exchange also.
Yeah.
You know, but you still limited yourself in some ways.
Well, you know, there's, I'm still on this planet and, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't have the money, but you know, I let that go. I let that go. As soon as I have that thought in my head, I let it go. And I said, it will come to me. I am not going to worry. Right. So I don't think about it anymore. And guess what? I have people paying me that owed me 2 years ago. And I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting that money at all.
Right.
At those times where I let go of money and go, I'm not going to worry about it.
Well, and that's really true because we have to let go.
Yeah.
And just know that the universe is always going to provide.
Well, yeah. You don't want to sit there and stress out about money because that's what you're going to get stressed out. It's better to let
it out there is what to get back. Yeah. So if you're constantly stressing or feeling as if I don't have this or I have to work really, really hard to make the money I want, which is also not necessarily true. So you're right. You know, whatever you put out there in your vibration and your thoughts, that's what, you know, manifests. So you're not worrying about it is huge.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's been a big thing with, you know, you and I, not worrying, knowing that everything.
You know, if you catch yourself thinking about it, stop it and go, okay, you know, if it's not in your hand right now, there's nothing you can do about it. Go on with your day. Mm-hmm. See how it goes. Don't stress out about it. Mm-hmm. It's going to come to you if it's supposed to.
Right, right. I agree with that.
If there's a lesson to be learned or, right?
No, I really agree with that. I think that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. So there's one thing before we take another break. And with the money mindset, can some people be envious of other people that have this kind of money? How do we help them?
Yeah, that's a big one.
I've asked a lot of people like that, and it's like, I really want to help them. Do you have any ideas for me how to help them as a conduit healer? Because we're just conduits. You know?
Well, I think the first thing we do is we allow for the emotion and we honor it, and we just say, you know what? You're human, you're going to have this feeling, it's okay, you know, rather than assigning some kind of blame or anything negative to it, is that we just honor the feeling.
Right.
And when we can do that, then we're able to look at it with more, with a different eye than if we're feeling ashamed about, you know, being jealous or envious. And I joke with people, I say, you know, everyone says, well, I'm so happy for them, you know, they got a raise or they got a whatever. And I'll say, really? Let's be honest for one moment. What was that immediate visceral reaction you had when you see someone with a lot of wealth and what you determine to be excess wealth?
Right.
You know, that can be a block if we do not get underneath that and release it.
Well, you know what? Hold on to that thought about a block. So we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Nicole Lewis-Kieber.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
And welcome back to Silver Gaia Hour. And we were talking about money.
And you changed our whole logo, by the way.
Oh, what did I say?
Silver Guy Howard, the Silver Guy Show.
Well,
I'm telling you. All right. So let's get back with Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hey.
I'm fired. She's fired. That's it. So, okay, we're talking about a block with the money mindset, but I want to go into, does that work along with being, how does your saboteur work with you? I mean, does that work kind of work together?
Wait. Yeah. Or work.
Okay.
I need to know what saboteur work is.
Okay. She needs to know what saboteur work is.
Okay. I mean,
So I work with clients and I believe that we all have parts to ourselves. Like, I call them your inner peeps, but, so we all have, parts to ourselves that, you know, are driving the bus at different times. And, but the one that we all have, well, I don't say all, but a lot of people have is what we call a saboteur. And this is the part of ourselves that it was the very first time that we were wounded or we learned that we were not safe or we were told to be small. It is the deepest based desire to survive that is within us. And it will do whatever it takes to keep us in the survival mode, even if that means fighting us, you know. So our saboteur, a lot of people look at it as something to fight and that's mean and bad. Because the way it can present can be pretty brutal. But our saboteur actually is here to try and keep us safe and to work with us rather than against us if we learn to partner with it. So, you know, have you ever heard someone just say, yeah, I shot myself in the foot or I sabotaged myself or that my favorite one is, you know, I have a fear of success. You know, and people will say, what are you talking about? How can you have a fear of success? Well, your saboteur is the base of that fear of success because it does not believe that you being successful is safe.
Like self-sabotage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Yeah. So just like worrying about starting this show, is this going to work? Is this going to happen? And it does. But, you know, you kind of think about that. So that could have been sabotaging myself from starting this show, right?
Yes. It basically is saying, are you sure you want to do that? Because this sounds sketchy. You know, are you sure you want to do that? Because this sounds unsafe or no one's ever done this before. And so, you know, everyone's looks different. People call them different things. They call them like a gremlin or their inner critic.
Your ego.
Yeah. I mean, it's all kind of the same thing. So it just kind of depends on who you are and what your relationship is with it. But right. It's that inner voice that tries to hold us back and keep us small, to keep us safe, not to be bad or mean.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So kind of like us, you know, love your ego, love your saboteur. right, too, because right, it is a lesson in the good and the bad.
Very true.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like your shadow.
Right, right.
So if you're loving, embracing your shadow,
I like that saboteur. That
right.
I like that.
Same thing.
I think it's simple
mm-hmm.
for people to understand self-sabotaging your right. saboteur.
So it's like if we're not doing enough work and studying on what we have to do, then that happens.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'll use it tomorrow. You know, so that's another thing. So that's great. So is there anything else you can elaborate on this with us about?
With the shadow or the saboteur, I mean?
The saboteur, yeah.
Yeah. So my thing about the saboteur is that most of us have it. And so getting to know it is one of the best things you can do. Because like you just said, when you're saying, well, I'm going to procrastinate about this or something. If right. you know that that's your saboteur kind of kicking up a little bit, you right. can take a breath and you can say, what do you need?
Right.
Mm. I know you're here.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting my attention for some reason. So what's going on? What do you need? And it'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you can address the actual thing, not what you think the thing is, but the actual thing. And so there's a lot of power in that, because if you don't have that relationship or that understanding of that you have the saboteur, then what happens is we do get derailed. We do procrastinate. We do, run up our credit card debt because we don't think we deserve to have our money. Whatever that may be, the behavior is just kind of that we stay in that pattern of sabotage. But if we know we have it and we can honor it and just take a breath and say, hey, what's going on? What do you need? Then we can meet the need that's there and we can move forward. We can empower ourselves to actually get some traction instead of, spinning our wheels.
So recognize that you have a saboteur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's not a negative thing necessarily.
Right. No, it's not.
Right.
It's, you embrace it.
Right.
Understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm. recognize it.
And recognize and move mm-hmm. forward.
Right. Right.
Wow. I like that.
Well, like I've always said, you can't change what you don't recognize.
Right. No,
absolutely.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, it can change form too. One day it can be it can look like a 2-year-old. The next day it can be, like I have an inner rebel called Sadie. Some days it looks like Sadie and she's, wants to go smoke behind the bleachers and not do what we're doing, So, it can kind of change form, but once I learned to recognize the trigger, so to speak, if you want to call it that, and ask and they talked back, I was like, ooh, okay, so this works so much better for me than being mean to myself because I think I'm flawed in some way because I can't get this done.
Yep. I like that. This is making a lot of sense. This is what people need to know about life coaching, because I've met with a lot of different life coaches, and I really like your unique style, Nicole. I mean, because it's not just the ordinary style that comes through what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you mind if I give an example of that, how you can hear that voice?
Yes,
no, please go ahead.
Okay. So it's different for everyone. So I can only teach you what I know, and I can only teach you, what I've experienced, but I think it'll resonate in some way. And I think humor is just such a powerful tool. Because I own a business, I have to network. I don't have to. I choose to network with other women in business, because that's how I get to know people.
Right.
I'm an introvert. I'm an empath. I'm an intuitive. You can imagine how painful it is for me to be in a room of 80 women that I need to make contact with.
Oh, right. I understand that.
Yuck. So not too long ago, this past winter, I was driving to another event. I was in such a bad mood, grumbling the whole way there. I got there, and I was not participating I wasn't listening to the speaker. I wasn't participating in the activity at the table. I didn't make contacts with any of the women that were there, which is why I was there to start with. And I was in such a nasty space, and it was just not, I'm not joining this. This is all stupid. Why am I here? So I left. I had no car. You had no connections with anybody, which is what I drove the hour to do. Mm-hmm. And I was driving home, and again, foul mood. And I finally just pulled over on the side of the road, and I just said, what is it? Out loud, really fast.
Uh-huh.
And a voice in my head said, why do you make us do that? We don't like it. And I said, okay, who's that? And the voice said, And it was kind of a combo of that, you know, inner rebel, Sadie, and like a tenderer voice who were my saboteur that day. And that voice said, you know, it feels like the first day of school in the cafeteria every time we have to do this. And that's just not, it's not fun. Are we going to get picked? Is someone going to talk to us? It's that anxiety and that angst of what that feeling is like. And we don't like it. And we don't want to do it. So we're going to reject it.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you know what? Fair enough. We have to do this because we need to be known and we need to make connections that are meaningful. Mm-hmm. So, but I get it that you don't want to do this. So next time, I promise you, I'm going to give you a job that you can go do while I'm taking care of business. While the adult me is taking care of business, y'all can go do something else. And I've never had that problem again, but it's because I asked what is going on. I knew I was in a nasty mood.
That's why I think thinkers,
right?
You know, when you start having those feelings of like, okay, why is this causing this? And like you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And got your answers.
Right.
When we become thinkers of our own inside of our thoughts and feelings,
mm-hmm.
is when you can start hearing the answers.
Right. Because, correct.
You know, and just.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
And so, the answers empower us. If we don't have them, then I would have gone home that day feeling like a loser because I didn't talk to anybody, mad at myself. Yeah. Wanting to give up on my business because if I can't even talk to people in a group, how am I supposed to be in business? You know, all that mess.
Well,
there's so much power in it.
Right. And you brought up being an empath and I'm an empath also. And it's like, at first it took me a while to understand being an empath long years ago. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, I could feel everybody's emotions, everybody's feelings around vibration. It was like, oh my gosh, I got to get over this. And I'm glad I got over it. But at the same time, it's such a wonderful gift to have for us to be empaths and how we can help others with our feelings and emotions that we carry.
Mm-hmm.
And so, am I going to let somebody, a part of me, sabotage the work I do? No, sorry, that's not going to happen. You know, there's all sorts of different things. And so we're going to go to a break here in a little bit. But, you know, the next thing is we're going to talk about what is tapping. And, you know, I'm a big fan of tapping.
Yeah.
And so let's take this quick break. And we'll be back in a few minutes with more about tapping and Nicole Lewis-Geber.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Back to the Silver Gaia Show.
Hey, you did it.
Well, you know.
All right, Nicole. So what is tapping?
Okay, so tapping is called a lot of different things. The umbrella term for it is emotional freedom technique, and it is a method of tapping on the meridian points on your body to help you move energy, and it's often called needleless acupuncture.
Right. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because you're tapping on those meridian points rather than needles, it's actually tapping with your fingers, you know, on those points. And it's used a lot to, like I said, to move energy, but the benefit of moving that energy is that it can help us make connections with emotions that are repressed. It can help us, they use it a lot for trauma. They use it in the VA a lot for trauma. Mm-hmm. And it can be, it's just an amazing tool. It can be used for so many different things because it helps release and move energy and it gets us in our bodies, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you, what would you recommend somebody that, okay, so let's just say, I have a problem with thinking, okay, I'm not beautiful. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that. Okay. So how would you recommend that I started with a tapping? Can we kind of do a, exercise?
Yeah.
Sure. So what I would say to you first is you're familiar with tapping, so
right.
You'll kind of know what I'm saying. And we can tell people where to find information about tapping to make it more real. But the first thing we do is we address the feeling. So I would say to you, you know, tap on your karate chop point, that part of your hand where you would, if you were going to hot karate chop somebody, that's where you would hit them.
Right,
so you would just tap there. And you would just say, you know, even though I don't think I'm beautiful, I love and accept myself anyway.
Okay, good.
And so you would do that 3 times to set it up. And then after that, you just tap around these points on your eye and your chest and your head. And you voice the concern while you're tapping.
Right.
And then you can say, I wonder if I could find myself to be beautiful or believe I'm beautiful. So you kind of question as you're tapping.
Right.
And then you claim it. You bring in the positive. You say, I'm beautiful. You know, I'm lovely. No one can convince me otherwise. I release the feeling that I'm not, you know. So there's kind of a little sequence that happens there, you know, for the tapping where you voice the concern, you question whether you can release it, and then you release it and bring in the good stuff.
Okay, right.
So this is bringing in mind, body, and soul together. Is that, I mean, is the helping of
It really is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it also has more focus into the thoughts that you're having. That's what I would just by tapping your.
So it's just like with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're always seeing I'm talking with my hands, and I actually do the tapping in my hand, like karate chop.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I'm trying to really get a point across, and if somebody's not listening, I do it, and it's making it affirmative in me.
Okay.
And then I can bring that point across.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like I have my son that's going to be 18 tomorrow. You know.
So kind of like contacting the physical with the mental.
Correct.
It's
great.
It hits all 4 parts of the body, the muscle, mental, physical, and spiritual.
Right.
All right. So now we understand a little bit about tapping. And how do you partner up with your peeps? I love that.
Okay, so those peeps or those inner voices, you know, there's a lot of different types of ones, you know, but the main ones tend to be, you know, like an inner child, a wise version, your saboteur, or maybe your saboteur will look, you know, like Sadie, like we talked about Sadie. So basically partnering with them is where you get to know them, you honor them, and you use what they have been doing to keep you, kind of derail you or sabotage you. You use that power and that gift that they have to partner with them to reach the outcome you want. So rather than, you know, Sadie doesn't like to join things. You know, she thinks it's all stupid. But she's really wise and funny. So rather than having her, you know, sucking her teeth at all things and thinking it's all stupid, I give her a job. I partner with her and I say, you know what? You are really funny and I am really scared to do this talk or talk to this person. Can you help me have like a funny kind of, you know, a joke or self-deprecating ha ha ha, you know, something that's going to be funny, that's going to be endearing. Can you help me with that? So I'm partnering with her, with her strength to help me rather than allowing her to run amok to keep me disconnected. So that is how you partner with a peep, is you work with them. You give them a job because they're powerful and amazing.
Yes.
Right. So, and the other thing I look at this is I call my guides my peeps. Yeah. And you have to, they always want jobs and how to help you.
Right.
You know, and so it's like, okay, well, which peep do I want to call upon today?
You know, yeah, it's like bringing them to the table, you know, have coffee together, bring them to the boardroom, you, well, however, you know, you want them to.
So have a meeting.
Yeah, standing room only in the house. I think that's great. So how else can your peeps help you on a spiritual level?
On a spiritual level, that's the level that they're on. You know, however they were formed and came to you to be a part of you, is that spiritual piece. And so they have knowledge that we don't have, and they know us better than anyone. Excuse me, I'm a little choked up. They know us better than anyone. And so there's so much value in knowing who they are. And they are a connection to what's beyond us and what's behind us. And I just think that they're pretty valuable in helping us connect to that, the spirit.
Wow. So like group hug.
Yeah. Group hug. Wow. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You have given us so much information. Now, how can people get a hold of you?
They can go to my website, which is nicole.lewis-kieber.com. And that there is a, you know, you can poke around the website. There's some stuff about tapping on there, too. But there's also a contact Nicole form that if anyone wanted to reach out to me and ask some questions, they can just fill out that form and it'll go directly to me. Or they can email me at my email address, which is nicole@lewis-kieber.com.
Okay. So I want to spell this out. It's nicole@lewis-kieber.com.
B-E-R.com.
Great. It's called Teeth. New tool. Okay. So thank you so much for thank you so much for joining us today, and hope everybody get a hold of Nicole. She has a really unique way of explaining things and working with people. So I want to thank you for being with us today.
Yes, thank you.
And we will have you back again.
Yep.
Thank you. My pleasure. Have a good one.
You too. All right. Wasn't that fun?
I love it.
I know. We had too much fun with her today. Yeah. So guess what? Our friend, Juliana from Tacoma. She left. And she opened up in Chicago, Illinois.
Wow.
A new store. Oh. And what happened was, is she called it the Lady of Night, a new age boutique.
Nice. Well,
guess what she's invented?
What?
Perfumes.
Ooh.
For just different chakras and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But she calls them, they're perfumes.
Nice.
Which we've never seen before.
Right.
You hear the chakras. Oils and all the other stuff.
But the perfumes.
I know, but these are perfumes, which is really kind of cool. So, I want everybody to check this out. It's on, she's on Facebook, Juliana's, but the Lady of the Night, a new age boutique that crystals, jewelry, incense, gifts, pagan supplies, and readings. She's an amazing intuitive. So, if you go to Intuitive Juliana @gmail.com, or what you basically can do is www.inspirednewage.com. You will find her. She's in Chicago, Illinois. Amazing lady. She has amazing talents. And so I wanted to get that out because I was like, going, wow, this is just too cool that she's brought all of this out.
Right.
And right now, I got some of her oils. The perfumes, right? And some soap and some lotion. You know, we bought a couple sets from her.
Right.
And I tried it today. I was like, whoa, these are intense. And you know how I am about spiritual perfumes and oils, right? But nobody's come up with a spiritual perfume ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, we got to get this out. So that's why I needed to get part of this out today. Because it was like, this is really important that they had this. So the Juliana has a way about her. And, you know, I just... We all love her from Washington here.
Okay,
We miss her.
Yeah.
But she had her journey to go to Chicago, Illinois. Check her out, guys. Yeah. There's going to be so much that you're going to find out. So, Lady of the Night, New Age Boutique, Google it. You'll find her. And tell her we sent you. So, we're going to show. Anyway, that was a fun topic today. I'm just kind of wondering, what did you learn from her?
Oh, I love the Saboteur.
I'm telling you.
I mean, that's a really great word. I like
it. All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for coming and listening to us today.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week on the Silver Gaia Show.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.
The views of the guests and the callers on the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the views of the Silver Gaia Show.